March 11th marked the one-year anniversary of the coronavirus pandemic. Elijah Powell, a senior at Towson University, joins me to share the challenges she has faced during the COVID-19 pandemic.
Our generation has never experienced something like this. I honestly believe that most would agree with me if I said, since this pandemic has started, it has been very nerve-wracking and unpredictable.
Today, I feel a lot better versus before just for the simple fact that it is a 21st century pandemic and I've never experienced anything like this. So in the beginning, it was scary and I wasn't sure of what was happening.
I do have to agree with you on that. You definitely don't know what to expect, especially with these symptoms being so tricky. You don't even know if you could possibly be carrying the virus.
I haven't been affected by COVID, but I did have a close family member who did test positive and it was scary. But we kept our distance and followed protocols, so it's nothing like family and prayer to get through this.
Absolutely, and I am really glad to hear that everything is okay now. Speaking from the perspective of a full-time student, I honestly have to say I believe it's even more difficult for us to navigate through this pandemic by hoping to stay safe, adapting to virtual learning, and trying to balance the other priorities in our lives.
Of course, I prefer in-person instruction, so this is a new challenge for me. But it's just all about time management, really, because you can get easily distracted at home. I try to get up early and get my day started rather than to just get up when I have class. Just a little bit of motivation for myself to be productive and serious about school. I do work, and it's not remotely, so it's kind of a little difficult being fully online for school and trying to work at the same time.
Yes, and honestly, I also find trying to balance work and school very challenging. But, you know, I was honestly hoping for Morgan's campus to reopen in order for students to be able to engage with their peers and professors and be able to enjoy campus life to the fullest.
Towson hasn't discussed anything about reopening to my knowledge, but I'm sure we'll get to that point. I'm looking forward to going back just because of the college experience, but I'm not too sure because it's still a pandemic going on.
Yes, and our health and safety does come first. If the best thing to do is to keep campuses closed in order to slow the spread of the virus, then that may be what we'll have to continue with for now. Speaking of our health and safety, Governor Larry Hogan has lifted capacity restrictions on many Maryland businesses. I think some of us have mixed feelings about the world opening back up.
I feel fine. I feel a lot better now that everything is under control versus the beginning. So I feel as though if everyone is still taking precautions, then we'll be fine.
Yes, and I agree with you on that, and hopefully everyone will continue to stay safe and practice the protocols that need to be practiced in order for us to stay healthy as well.
Well, to conclude that, I would like to say thank you, Elijah, for taking the time to allow me to interview you today, and I hope that you continue to stay safe and healthy.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.